Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we're here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So let other people know where they can find this. Also, let them know they can also hear the podcast at Catholic Audio Media and your favorite podcast platform. We also post a lot of times we post links on Reddit, on Catholic Audio Media subreddit on Reddit, among other things. It's Monday, and on Mondays I play the homily that I gave over the weekend. I gave this homily on Saturday afternoon at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And the focus is on the gospel, which was Jesus crucified between the two thieves from Luke, where he promises the good thief heaven. Well, what does all that whole story say to us? This is what my focus is on the homily. Let's switch over to St. Anthony now to hear the homily.
I had to go to a meeting last week in New York, and it was for Consanova, which is a worldwide Catholic community and ministry. And at the end, I saw, later they showed me pictures of all the people from Consanova and all their different houses all over the world, Rio and Sao Paulo and Cachoeira Paulista and Brasilia, and then obviously outside of Brazil, from Paraguay, Chile, Lisbon, Jerusalem, France, and where we were in New York. All those people, they're all looking at the camera smiling except for one person, me. Out of all those people in the world. So obviously I have to do some changes, so I will do my best. All right. So today's gospel, first of all, this is the last Sunday of ordinary time of the year. Next week we start Advent, and this is year, this is the Gospel of Luke, so we're celebrating Christ the King. It's an important gospel we're looking at today because this is the only, Luke is the only gospel that gives this account. The other two give a passing reference to this one, but they don't give this account. And it's a powerful gospel because it tells us an important message. Now, first of all, remember, Luke is written to Gentiles. And actually, he is answering a powerful question that happens all the time. Who goes to heaven? That's actually the question being asked here. And so we look at this whole thing and we see what's happening here, and we see Jesus and we see the two criminals on either side of him, and we see all this conversation here. Now, a little background here. We want to understand that there are two extremes when it comes to the answer to that question, who goes to heaven? One extreme is called universalism, and it says everyone does, and that church doesn't believe that. But the other extreme is virtually no one goes to heaven. So one is God wants all people to be saved, so we do our best to make sure that happens. But the other extreme you can see here in a lot of references, you can see it in a lot of places, especially on some Catholic organizations, and it's all you have to work really hard, and if you work really hard and you get, you know, you'll be hopefully one of the small 3% of the entire universe that goes to heaven. That is not Catholic teaching by any stretch of the imagination. So what is Catholic teaching? Father Paulo Ricardo Acevedo Jr. made an interesting point, I think I mentioned to you before, when he talks about the two roads that Jesus mentions. He says he never says how many people are on this road. He says more people are on one or the other. But he says you follow the narrow road. Well, in light of that, we want to ask the question, what is Jesus saying to us here through this story? Notice whenever Jesus in his stories talks about someone who is put out, who is not part of the group, it is always, I never knew you. And in fact, after he resurrected from the dead, he never goes back to the Pharisees, never goes back to the Pharisees. So that is always part of his message. There were two people in the Bible Jesus never spoke to who spoke to him. One of them is in this gospel, and that is the bad thief on the cross. The other one is King Herod. Now, notice the good thief, who we also call Saint Dismas, is the first declared saint in heaven. So what is the difference between the two? Well, let's look at the bad thief on the cross. What does he say? He actually channels everybody else, and they're all channeling the words of Jesus, of the devil in the desert. If you are the Son of God, bam, what the devil says, and he gives one of the three temptations. What are they saying? If you are the Son of God, get yourself off the cross. What does the man, the bad thief, say? If you are the Son of God, get yourself off the cross and us as well. Well, the obvious question would be, what would he do once he was off the cross? This is the bad thief. He's not going to recognize Jesus as his Lord because he doesn't care at this time at all. You can see he's very narcissistic, very selfish. He doesn't care about anyone. He doesn't care about anything. He only cares about himself. So if Jesus did get him off the cross to prove that he was the Son of God, he would just run away and start robbing more people again. That's all he would do. And so Jesus does not speak to him. He has zero relationship with Jesus. None, and he doesn't want one. Zip. Then there's the other one. He acknowledges he's a thief. He acknowledges he belongs there. He acknowledges he's done everything he shouldn't have done. He acknowledges all of that. And there may be a sense that the two of them knew each other at one time because of the way he speaks to him. But what does he do? He turns to the Lord, recognize him for whom he is. Someone said this week an interesting point, he comforts him. But also, he recognized Jesus for whom he is. He recognizes what he did wrong. He recognizes where the true source of life is. And he opens up that channel of conversation or communication with Jesus. He develops that relationship with Jesus, and Jesus says, you will be with me in paradise. And that is your answer to the question. The answer to the question is always develop a relationship with Jesus. That's why we don't follow those two extremes, because they have nothing to do with a relationship with Jesus. It's develop that relationship with Jesus. Remember those words from Saint Alphonsus Liguori. When asked the question, who goes to heaven? He says, simple, those who pray do, those who don't. He says, that's the answer. Well, in fact, that is what the church teaches from the Council of Trent, which of course was the council closest to when he lived. He died 2 years before the U.S. Constitution was ratified. So that's what he says. And notice how that goes. We can see that whole message there. We have the two thieves, Jesus in the middle. Look at it this way. Jesus is present to them, the Son of God. He is the source of grace. And there, as the source of grace, he is there among these two. One rejects it. Nothing going to get him to accept God's grace. The other one embraces it. One of the teachings of the church is God is always reaching out to us. And the more people walk away from God, the stronger he tries to reach out. And actually, those who are not saved are those who do everything they can to reject that grace to their final dying breath. So it's not an accidental thing. It's not a you didn't work hard enough. It's not anything like that. It is doors closed. I want it closed. Keep it closed. And that's what the bad thief does. What does the other one do? Doors open. Let's talk. And that's the message. We're called to be people of prayer, and that opens us up to that channel of grace. Now, what is our role in the midst of this? Why are we here? And the answer is simple. We are the messengers of that message. We're the ones who are called by God at our baptism, at our Eucharist, at confirmation to proclaim that message by our lives. We're the ones who are always that light showing to others. God is real. He's reaching out to you in his grace. He's calling out to you. That's our message. That's our call. So when we look at that, people ask that question every so often. You see it on TV, the whole bit. And most people say, I don't want to ask the question, so I'm not going to believe in God either. But part of the problem is the people who are making it very difficult to get to heaven It's not church teaching. It is those who are in relationship with Christ, and your coming here is responding to that call in that relationship so you can be channels of God's love to more and more people out there.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. We have a great series of programs this week with Jason Romano talking about ministering to athletes. We'll be back tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.